Praise his name. Let's stand together tonight. Let's just bow our heads as we open the service. Lord, we truly appreciate you. Father, the opportunity to again come and, Lord, to gather in more word, Father, in our hearts. Lord, to receive greater revelation of what we've heard and what we see, Lord. We're so thankful. It's truly a grand privilege. Lord, may not one of us take it for granted, but truly thank you every day for what you do in our lives and in our hearts. Bless us now. Strengthen us, encourage us, meet our individual needs, Lord, tonight. Lord, as we gather around thirsty for your word, bless the songs, Father, every phase, Lord, that may prepare our hearts for the coming of thy word. Lord, just may everything just, oh, Lord, be done to glorify you and in whatever you would have. We ask this in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn with me if you'd like. I'd like to page 175 in our big books there. I'd rather be an old-time Christian. In this world I've tried most everything, and I'm happy now to say there's nothing like religion in the good old-fashioned way. I am watching in the old-time way, and I want the world to know that I'd rather be an old-time Christian or than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go, rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There are many things I'd like to be. As my journey I pursue, I have longed to be a leader like a mortal man would do. I would like to be a millionaire with a million to bestow, but I'd rather be an old time Christian, Lord, than any amen. Oh, I'd rather be an old time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. An old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go, oh, I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord. Amen. All the world is bright since I got right. Now I sing and pray and shout. All my burdens have been lifted since the Savior brought me out. I will tell the world both far and near as I travel here below that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go, oh, I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. Oh, I'd rather be an old-time Christian, amen. Oh, it's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go, oh, I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. Amen. Nothing more I'd rather be. Amen. Praise his holy name. Amen. Page 249. Amen. I am determined. When I first found Jesus, something o'er me stole. like lightning it went through me, and glory filled my soul. Salvation made me happy and took my fears away. And when I meet old Satan, to him I always say, Satan was so angry, he said he'd soon be back. Let the path get narrow, and he will lose the track. But I'm so full of glory, my Lord, I always find. And I just say to Satan, old man, get thee behind. Oh, I am determined to hold out to the end. Oh, Jesus is with me, on him I can depend, and I know I have salvation, for I feel it in my soul. I am determined to hold out to the end. This old-time religion makes me sometimes shout. I don't have time to gossip, nor any time to pout. They say that I'm too noisy, but when these blessings flow, I shout, oh hallelujah, I want the world to know. Oh, I am determined to hold out to the end. Oh, Jesus is with me, on him I can depend, and I know I have salvation, for I feel it in my soul. I am determined to hold out to the end. Oh, when I hear the trumpet sounding in the sky and see the mountains trembling, to heaven I will fly. For Jesus will be calling, there'll be no time to mend. With joy I'll go up singing, I've held out to the end. Oh, I am determined to hold out to the end. For Jesus is with me. Oh, hallelujah. And I know I have salvation, for I feel it in my soul. I am determined. Amen. If you're determined, sing it. I am determined to hold out to the end. Jesus is with me, on him I can depend, and I know I have salvation, for I feel it in my soul. I am determined to hold out to the end.
Amen. I am determined. Are you? Amen. Praise his name. Page 315. Amen. Keep on the firing line. Praise his name.
If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on that firing line. Oh, if you win, my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on that firing line. There are many dangers that we all must face. If we die fighting, it is no disgrace. A coward in the service, he will find no place. So keep on that firing line. For you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run or even lag behind. If you would win for God and oh, God will only use the soldier he can trust. Keep on that firing line. Oh, if you wear a crown, then bear the crown. keep on that firing line. Oh, life is but to labor for the master, dear. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer. Great will be rewarded for your service here. So keep on this firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win. Brother, we'll be glad. Keep on that firing line. Oh, how we'll praise the Savior for the call we had. Keep on that firing line. When we see the souls that we have helped to win, leading them to Jesus from the paths of sin, with a shout of welcome, we will all march in. So keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. And if you would win.
Keep on the firing line. Amen. You know, I was just thinking that, you know, on a real battlefield, when they got the main line up front, you know, people's fighting for the right cause, every bullet don't hit the target. They fight, they shoot, but not everything hits the target, you know. But you got to keep on the firing line. Keep staying there. Amen. It's the ones that tuck tail and run is when you lose the battle. You stay on that firing line. You keep fighting. God said, promised Joshua that he wouldn't just walk in and everything be easy. He said, you put your foot on it. It's yours. Think about it, saints. Amen. Don't give up no matter what it is. Sing it one more time. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Oh, never run, nor even lag behind. And if you would wait for God in the right, just keep on that firing line. Amen. Keep on the firing line, saints. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering? Amen. That's the blessing, too, if you will. Glory. Amen. Oh, I want to see him.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. There to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Heirs of past, home at last, ever to and oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, oh my life, ever to rejoice.
Amen. Praise his name. How many have a request on your heart, something, a need? Amen. Maybe a question. Amen. Just hold it on your heart. We bow our heads. Brother Jim, would you like to take the request?
Lord Jesus, we come today, Lord, thanking you again for the wonderful message this morning, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for your revelation, Lord, that you've given us. Hallelujah, Lord. We can't do it for ourselves, Lord. Lord, we just ask now that you would bless the ones who are sick for now, Lord, and guide us now and keep us this day. In Jesus Christ, we
pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Can there be a song up in the congregation? Someone got one? Got something, Heather? Amen. Praise His name.
But I know who holds tomorrow.
hold your tomorrow. Amen. Praise his name. Let's stand together. Sing the little chorus, only believe. Let's go as they come.
Only believe.
Happy to be back again.
Amen.
Let us bow our heads and talk to our precious Lord. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful again. So appreciative, Lord, of the mercy and grace that we see in our lives. And see your love, how just outpouring it is. For when we see that your love, Lord, chastens us, it cleans our heart out, straightens our lives up, Lord. Oh, what love. Many people throughout the world, Lord, would never know about that kind of love. But Lord, to us, that's a precious love. Lord, we just ask that you would just bless us again with your word tonight now and open our understanding. Give us revelation, Lord, of the word of God. Oh, Lord, as we read these precious quotes again in the scriptures, and Lord, again, we're just asking the Holy Spirit come down in each individual's lives and reveal it, Lord. Make it plain and make it a reality. Lord, it'll be quickened by the Holy Spirit in our lives. We ask it again now, Lord, for your glory and for your honor and your great, magnificent ways, at all the ways you do things, how we thank you now. We commit ourselves to you in your holy name, our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Let's just read a little scripture again before you be seated. We read this morning in the book of Luke, 17th chapter. And let's just read that 33rd verse. Just renew our minds back to that. I'm just trusting as we go back into these precious words tonight of life that the Holy Ghost will make it alive in our hearts in a greater reality. Amen. 33rd verse, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. May the Lord bless the reading his word, and you may be seated. Amen. Again, we could ask the question, have you truly lost your life? Amen. Maybe you know a little more what I was talking about when I said that this morning. Maybe some didn't quite understand. Maybe hadn't heard too many things like this, and maybe you think, well, what am I supposed to do? I'll kill myself or something? No, this is something that Jesus Christ does for you. And this is something that it's not a choice. But it has to be. You see, it has to be. It has to be exactly what we're reading here from the scripture. You have to lose your life in order to have this eternal life. Because you can't be in the way. You can't be living your life and then trying to be a Christian at the same time. Because it just will never work. So this is, again, where Jesus Christ comes in your life and takes you completely over. And I know those words sound so familiar to us and sound like something we've heard so many times. But again, it has to be a reality. It has to be manifested. It has to be fulfilled in our lives as individuals. So I'd like to renew our minds again to another quote again that we read this morning before we move on. This is in the Voice of the Sign, paragraph 128. He also said in Luke 17:30, "In like it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. When the Son of Man will be revealed, the Son of Man is prophesied to be revealed. And what kind of a revelation will it be?" Do we all know what that revelation is now? At least intellectually. Maybe not by revelation yet, but do we know what revelation he was talking about? He said, "And what kind of a revelation will it be? It'll be the revelation of his living after being crucified for 1900 years and is raised from the dead and is alive in us. He will be revealed because exactly the same things that they did at Sodom has got to return again. You can interpret it any way you wish to, but there it is. It's just the facts. It interprets itself. The word don't need any interpretation when it's doing it itself. Revealing Christ in the promise of the age. Revealing Christ in the promise of the age. That's exactly what will come on the scene." So what is this about him coming on the scene? He'll be living it himself in you. Amen. He'll be living his life through human beings again. Now, why would that seem so hard? Why would that be to a person seem so like something that's impossible? Or how could it be? And how would this happen? To think of God that created everything would come and live in human flesh again. The same as he did in one vessel, Jesus Christ. Now he will do it in a many-member body, which is his bride or his wife, which is what we are if we're predestinated. We are the body or the wife of Jesus Christ. So that spirit again, that life, was to come into a many-membered body and express to a nation and to a people that he is alive. Yeah. See? So if we find ourselves by grace and mercy that we are part of that, how thankful we ought to be. And how thankful we ought to be if it's revealed to us that we can truly see that we are a part of them people that God will do this through. And by no means am I saying that this is the only group that will ever happen in. This will happen throughout people all over the earth, wherever they are. I got to say it won't be very many because the Word says it wouldn't be very many. There would be many called. There's going to be many called to go around this gospel, friend, but few are chosen. See? And he also said narrow is the way that leads to life everlasting. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many there be that goes in that way. But it's going to be very narrow. Very few. Very few will have this desire. Very few will have this calling within their heart. This desire burning inside, drawing them to this place. Even as I speak these things this night, and I have this morning, there is something about the predestinated seed of God that there's something on the inside going on. This is what I want. This is what I got to be. By God's grace, I'm going to reach that goal. Amen. You see? Because that's what God placed in your heart. And then he placed inside of you that desire to do whatever it takes. Then he also gives you the revelation of it. We'll talk a little bit about that. But he gives you the revelation of what he's saying. In other words, it's revealed to you so that you will understand what he means, just like what we're reading tonight. You will have a revelation or the understanding. You'll know what he means when he's talking about he lives by himself in your life. Amen. That your body truly is a temple of the Holy Ghost. You are not your own. Amen. No, but like I say, now the American way, especially in this country, is I will do what I please. I will do what I want to do. I will do when I want to do it and how I want to do it and if I want to do it. That's the American way. But this, friends, is a people that are delegates of heaven. They are a people that's pilgrims and strangers journeying this land to where Jesus Christ is going to come in and take their life completely over and not just be something talked about. It will be a true reality that takes place. Okay? So let me read this again. He says, I'll read it one more time. He says, He will be revealed because exactly the same things that he did at Sodom has got to return again. You can interpret any way you wish, but this is it. It's just the facts. It interprets itself. The word don't need any interpretation when it's doing it itself. Revealing Christ in the promise of the age, that's exactly what will come on the scene. Now you will see that come on the scene. Now the thing is, you're not going to see it come on the scene in thousands and thousands and millions of people. It ain't going to happen. There may be one here, there may be one there. There may be a few here, there may be a few there. There won't be a lot of them. They will not understand what I'm reading right tonight. They will not even hunger for the reality of this. Many ministers will not even want to touch on this because they know their lives is not even close to matching this. So why preach on it? If they preach on it, would condemn themselves, and they would want nothing to do with it. So they definitely will not mention these things. But somebody has to be predestinated to not only teach it, preach it, but also live it. So you, as receptors, have to be the livers of it. You have to be those that are the ones that are manifesting this, him living himself in human bodies again. Okay, again, with revelation. And let me read a little something about revelation here. He says, in Christ the mystery of God revealed. I kind of touched on some of these things this morning, just kind of spoke on them. But I'll read what Brother Branham said here in paragraph 318. Oh, notice, the Holy Ghost is the only revealer of the divine revelation of Christ. So again, you're not going to get it because I'm saying it. No. The only way you're going to get it, if you do, is God has predestinated you, number one. Number two is you've received the Holy Ghost, and God has chose you to reveal this word to you. That's the only way you're going to get it. Otherwise, we just continue to build intellectual knowledge of what a preacher is talking about. That's all it becomes. And there's a lot of that. And like I say, in the near future, Lord willing, I've got some things to bring on that. I'll show you what's going on in this hour. Okay? The Holy Ghost is the only revealer of the divine revelation of Christ. There is no school can do it. No scholar can do it. No man, how well educated, how godly, or anything else. There is no man can do it. So I'm up here speaking his word, but I cannot give you the revelation of it. The only thing that's going to give you the revelation is somebody that you can't see. Which is God in spirit form. That's the only way you're going to get it. And if he don't see enough pulling on the inside of you, you desiring it, maybe crying out for it, he's not interested this time to give it to you. But if you show God that you're interested, crying out to God for revelation more than anything else in this life, and you can prove it to him, then he may be interested. Otherwise, you're going to sit here and gain intellectual knowledge of what I'm saying. Remember it? Fine. Whatever you want to do. But remembering the Word of God will never get you into heaven. It takes the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you. Now, I know to some, it may seem strange, some of the things I'm saying, but the thing is, that's why we must stay constant in the Word of God and let the Word of God and feed on it. Let that Word change us. Because that's what changes us, is by receiving that word. Amen. And as we receive it, we mentioned this morning, we become that word. Amen. All right? So that's why I should try to get every portion of it I can. Now, let me mention this, saints, before I go any further. Somewhere, somebody does have to get the genuine revelation of the Word of God. Amen. Now, if this is God's provided channel in this little building, and if he would have a predestinated seed laying in here, and if the Word of God is coming forth, that would be exactly what he wants. If it would be his direct leadership of the Holy Ghost. if that is being fulfilled, and if that is taking place, then if I'm not receiving, I ought to be scared to death. If you know what I'm talking about. Because it's not given to everybody to know. But I pray to God and I trust in the Lord that it's been given to all you to know the mystery of the kingdom. But without God's help, we will never see it. You see? No school can do it. No scholar can do it. No man, how well educated, how godly, or anything else. There is no man can do it. Now he says, I could sting hard here. Listen to what he's saying. I could sting hard here. He says, how many is Christians? I wonder if we would let him, through this word, ask us tonight. How many of us is Christians? I wonder how many of us would raise our hands. He says, then, born again. How many of us is Christians? Then he says, how many of us is born again? He said, raise up your hands. Filled with the Holy Ghost. All right, he says. Here we go then. Notice. And he will only do it to the predestinated. That's the only ones that will have it revealed to them. Otherwise, it will never be revealed. But that's why, as we were talking about last Thursday evening, if there's that drawing on the inside that you know that something going on, maybe you can't even explain it yet. Maybe there's something you're not sure what it is and why it is and all that, but there's something drawing on the inside and you just can't help it. You just can't seem to get it off your mind. You ought to feed that with all that's in you. I don't care how long you've been in this message. You ought to feed that with everything that's in you. Give every minute of your life that you possibly can to feed that. And he will only do it to the predestinated. What? Reveal. Reveal his word. That's exactly. All the Father has given me will come. No man can come except the Father has given him to me first. Look at them priests. You all remember this in the scripture. But he says, look at them priests saying, this man is Beelzebub. And when Jesus would speak the word, back when he was here on earth in flesh, they would call him Beelzebub. Because they couldn't understand what he was saying. He would say things as in, that we all know so well, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up. Their carnal minds was looking at this man-made temple, a tabernacle, where men gathered in to worship God. This building, out of block and material and wood and so forth. Their carnal minds. Destroy this temple, Jesus said, and in 3 days I'll rise it up. Not knowing he was talking about this body, his flesh. And in 3 days, he raised it up. Oh, yeah. But they were so carnal, they couldn't figure it out. They couldn't understand it. It's the same way with many things God says in his word. If the Holy Ghost doesn't reveal it, it seems so strange, and we take a carnal approach to it. And then through taking a carnal approach to the word of God, we never get what God's getting to. That's why he said, Apostle Paul said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You don't know what he's meaning. You don't know what he's talking about. You don't know what he means about certain things. And same way it is with this. You don't know what he means when he says it's a life he lives himself. Sure, you can intellectually remember it. Sure, positively, you can tell somebody else about it. But to have it expressed through a reality by it living through you, through a manifestation, it happening in your life, it won't happen unless it's revealed. God has that key, a way of doing things. If he doesn't reveal it, you can't live it. But if he reveals it, then he'll live it through you. Because he does it for you. You've accepted it by faith. It's been revealed. Lord, thank you. you've given us to me. You see? Amen. All right. Look at him priests saying, this man is Beelzebub. He's a fortune teller. He's a devil, they said. But think about it now. He says, that little old woman walking around there living with six husbands. She was living with five and had the sixth one then. And Jesus said, go get your husband. And come here. I remember this little woman had representation of predestination. There was something about when Jesus spoke that word, it struck. But other people would say, oh, it's Beelzebub. It's a hard saying. Remember how many times they thought it was so hard for them to understand what Paul was saying? Because Paul spoke by revelation. And any man that will speak by revelation, if the people don't have revelation, you'll never understand what's being said.
Right.
It's just words. It's just, I got to remember that. I've got to remember to do this. I've got to try this. I've got to try this out. I've got to make myself do this. That's not the revelation. You see? Let's go on. She said, I have no husband. And he said, yes. You've got six. You've had five, and the one you're living with now is not your husband. Now, you know he's speaking Scripture. Okay? The one you have now is not your husband. She said, sir. See, that was a particular word for her. What Jesus was telling her was word. That was God's word coming to her. This is God's word I'm telling you. Sir, what? That light struck that seed. Predestination. When it struck them priest, they said, this man is a fortune teller. See, no life in there. No predestination. Look how many times this word, when you say it, you can say it exactly how Brother Branham said, exactly how the Scripture says it. And look at people in the message that will sit there and say, no, that ain't what he meant. No, that ain't what there's no such thing as two souls. There's no this, that, and the other. That marriage and divorce, Brother Brandon, he was having hot peppers that night before he preached that message. No. They're not predestinated. That's scary, friends. To think never. Though they may gather around and listen to this word, they may listen to tapes and everything else, but never, never will have the opportunity of eternal life.
Amen.
Never.
Amen.
When they're not predestinated. But predestinated, there's a seed laying there that when the word comes forth, I see that.
Amen.
I see that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Same thing it is him living himself in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I see that. Now, if you're not getting it, that's why. Cry out for revelation more than anything in this life. I'm telling you, there's a reality to it. It's revealed. You'll not see it. He said, the light struck that seed. When it struck them priests, they said, this man is a fortune teller. See no life there, a hybrid, see? But this woman was not a hybrid. Said, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Oh my, there was something on the inside telling her. Yeah. And you say, yeah, but you know, that little woman maybe was not as filthy as me. I'm going to tell you what, you can't get much filthier than that.
Yeah.
Living with five husbands, and or living with six men, and none of them's her husband. That's pretty filthy. Yeah. She's too busy taking other women's husbands. Yeah. Filthy? Yeah. That had nothing to do with it. Predestinated seed had something to do with it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you what, predestinated seed is what helped us in this hour.
Amen.
Predestinated seed is what helped us see God's word in this hour. And predestinated seed is what will continue to reveal the word to you. Hallelujah, by His Holy Spirit. You see? Oh my. He says here, she said, "Sir, I perceive." I can see her big pretty eyes shine up like that with tears running down her cheeks. Said, "Sir, I perceive you're a prophet. I'm looking for a Messiah." There was something drawing her. Drawing her. She was looking. She couldn't figure life out. But when she ran on to this, it struck 10,000 volts, friend. Hallelujah. I perceive the prophet. Amen. And when that Messiah comes, He'll do the very same thing. He'll tell us all these things. Don't you realize God sent a prophet in this age, and I'm reading from it, and He's telling you these things? Can't you see it? Hallelujah. But it has to be all of it. Hallelujah. Can't just be what you want and what you want to toss out and what you want to lay aside and what you want to keep. It has to be all of it 100%. You see? Hallelujah. Do you see what I'm talking about? Hope you do. I'll reread this before I move on. This was in Christ's Mystery God Revealed. See, it's not the expression of some church that we should express something. It's life that you don't live yourself. But He comes in you and lives by Himself. And you become a prisoner. Oh my. He lives by Himself. Friends, when He comes in and lives in you, you know when He's leading. You'll know when He's guiding. Because the things you may have thought you could have done, or the things you thought the way you wanted to do it and how you wanted to do it, and you used to do it, there's something now on the inside that knocks on that precious door, says, "Son, don't go there. Don't do this. Don't do that." Amen. It isn't Him speaking with an audible voice. He's speaking with a desire on the inside. Amen. Don't do this. The desire draws that way. The desire turns you this way. Oh my. And how do you know it's Him? Because it'll come out that word 100%. If it don't come out being that word, don't you think it's Him leading. If it's Him leading, it'll come out that word 100%. You see? All right? Let's go on now. I'm not going to hold you too long tonight. I don't always say that, but you would never believe how hard this is. When the Holy Ghost is wanting to bring something out, and you have to shut it off even in an hour. Oh, my. You could just go on and on and on. You see? This is an influence. Paragraph 23, preached August 3rd, 1963. But that's the reason the Holy Spirit is such a definite must in this day. Amen. Because it is the one that lives your life. Wow. It is the one that lives your life. Again, can we honestly answer the question? Have we lost our life? Honestly. If we would have to stand before Him, as many will have to stand in the great white throne judgment, when everything then is going to show up so bad. Anything that ain't exactly the way He wants it to is going to show up so bad. This time of the great white throne judgment, just before people are going to be thrown into hell and maybe burn for 1,000 years or longer. I don't know. But I have to stand before that great presence. And then have to see your question answered before Him as He's looking at it and sees everything. And then what if He'd have to ask you, while you was on earth, did you lose your life? you lose all your life? Did you lose it so that I could live? And here we know we're standing before that great white throne judgment, and no, there's no way I can tell a lie and get by. There's no way I could even maybe twist it a little bit to make myself look better, like oftentimes we do in this life. There's no way we could say it in a little better, smoother way to make our Lord think, well, maybe he is okay. Maybe he did lose his life. No. He knows.
Amen.
He knew before we come to that point of the great white throne judgment. He knew. Yeah. But today is the time to lose your life. Unless Jesus Christ come in and live your life for you. See, how do I do that, Brother Steve? Well, we first got to go back to the starting point. As the scripture says in Acts 2:38, repent. Repent of all your past sin, of everything you've ever done in this life. Repent. Ask God to forgive you. But don't go before him unless there's a true godly sorrow. You're really sorry for what you've done. Because if you don't go before God with a true sorrow in your heart and really feeling bad at what you've done in life, don't waste your time or God's. But when you get to the point that desperation is striking and you're truly feeling just terrible what you've done in life, then ask God to forgive you. Say, Lord Jesus, all the things I've done in my life. Maybe starting clear back in my youth, I was disobedient to mother or dad. Maybe I fought with brothers and sisters, tried to agitate them, tried to stir trouble up in the home, done things that I should not have done. And just keep spilling your heart out, whatever has been in your life, with true sorrow. Really pouring your heart out to God. You know, a lot of people repeat Acts 2:38, go get baptized, and they wonder why nothing happened. It's because you didn't do it right. Because God don't lie. God said if you repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And this promise is unto you, sitting there.
Amen.
This promise is unto you, and to them that are afar off, and to them that are many as the Lord thy God shall call.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This promise is to you. But again, it hasn't happened to many because they didn't come before God in true sorrow for what they've done. They come before God with excuses. This is why I did it. This is why I had to take up for myself. This is why I had to express my dislike because of what somebody did to me. This is why I didn't obey mom and dad because I just didn't like them telling me what to do. If you're going to come before God with all them excuses, again, you're wasting your time and God's time.
Amen.
But you've got to come before God in true sorrow. And if I would ask everybody in this building tonight, how many really ever done that in their life? I wonder how many did. That you was sick of your life. You was sick of what you done. Yeah. Remember one night I told you about when I threw the cassette tapes or the 8-track tapes out the window? That was the point I was at. I was so sick of listening to that. But yet, I couldn't stop it. I would listen to it, and then I was condemned. And then I'd listen to it again and still be condemned. Because there was nothing yet on the inside to really help me overcome it. But yet there was a deep calling to the deep. There was something drawn on the inside. And finally, one day God got a hold of me. One day, he finally made it real. But I was so sick of just in general. And I And God's grace, I say God's grace, kept me from a lot of things that my own other brothers and sisters did. Somehow he kept me from it. Somehow he shielded me from it. Even before I really knew, really truly, what was right and what was wrong, he still shielded me from it. They would do things, I wouldn't do it. Of course, they always had the attitude I was going to tell on them. So with the telling attitude that they thought I would have, I would become the black sheep. Then when they went to go do things and go places that didn't want nothing to do with me, and they went and hid secretly and done it. Yeah. Tried to hide secretly. Then at times it become times of life to where even my oldest sister become a point there for a while, she become bitter against me. But I still love her. I don't never hold, and I still tell her to this day I love her. Never have held anything against her. But she'd slip down into the barn and slide pants on just before getting on the school bus because we got on in the dark, thinking nobody would see. Of course, an old Stevie tattletale, you know. So bitterness come in. But did I let it affect my life? No. No, even with no more I had then. You see? But the thing of it is, there was still something in my heart to get to something that God was calling me to. Amen. And that's what I'm telling you. If God is calling you to something, to a higher ground, there's a higher ground for you. Amen. I don't care who you are sitting in here and how many years you've been in this message. If there's calling something on the inside, you get to a higher ground, there's a higher ground there. Amen. There's that higher place in Christ right now that His living His self in you.
Amen. Yes.
If you'll just yield to Him. Amen. Say, Lord, here I am. Send me. I could tell you many things in my life that I have never told nobody. As I have said before, and probably maybe never will, because I don't want nobody thinking I'm anything. I am nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I am saved by the grace of God and God's grace only. But God had a purpose for me. But guess what? He's got a purpose for you.
Amen.
If you will give your life completely to Him, I don't care how old you are sitting here, God's got something for you. There's a greater height in this word. If we'll show God we mean it. Lord, I need this. I want to see You living Yourself in me.
Amen.
By Yourself. And this tabernacle of flesh belongs to You. You do with it whatever You want. That's why Jesus said, not my will, but Thine be done.
Amen.
Can we truly come to that point in our life? Not my will, but Thine be done. Saints, I'm just trying to help you to get to that finish line. The rapture is going to take place. We're going to have to be ready. We're going to have to be. And by God's grace, we'll make it if we yield to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. For He is real. That's the reason the Holy Spirit is such a definite must in this day. In closing, won't you sisters come on, please. He is the one that lives your life. You don't live it yourself. It is Christ in you. Then, after you've received the Holy Spirit, and if He doesn't have the preeminence in your life, y'all ready? If He does not have the preeminence in your life, then you just remember, you haven't received the Holy Spirit. Wow. Because if He's in you, He'll live His own life. You're no more your own. You are dead. And your life is hid in God through Christ Jesus. And sealed by the Holy Ghost. So there is no way at all for you to be yourself no more. what you were. But honor it. How many of us is sitting here tonight is still maybe what we were? 20 years ago, we was maybe easily offended. Are we still easily offended? Remember, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, He will have the preeminence, and the Holy Ghost is not easily offended. Impossible. Remember what we were, maybe some of you sisters before. Because you're over here now saying you're filled with the Holy Ghost, but what you was before, you'd try to rule your husband, or you'd try to be boss, or you'd try to always change things because it was your way or nobody else's way. It's just your attitude. But now we've come over here and said we've got the Holy Ghost, and God still don't have the preeminence, and we still want our way, and we still want to be boss, and we want to do it our way, and it's my way or nobody else's way. Is the Holy Spirit there? Brother Steve, I just haven't overcome it yet. You mean 20 years and you ain't overcome it yet? That's not adding up to what the Word said it would happen. The Word of God said that if a Bible says, don't do this, don't do that, the body will quickly turn to it. Wow. A lot of different than what our ideas is, huh? Our intellectual knowledge, the Word's a lot different than our intellectual knowledge. And it'll always be altogether different than our intellectual knowledge. Intellectual knowledge and wisdom can't keep up with this. And intellectual wisdom and knowledge will not make this Word live. It's impossible. It takes the Holy Spirit to live it through you. So again, in closing, I ask the question. Have you truly lost your life? Whosoever shall seek to save his life, save him old carnal ways, save the way they want to do things and how they want to do it, when they want to do it. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. Are you understanding? We need to climb.
Amen.
We need to overcome. We need Jesus Christ to live in our lives completely. To where it's Him living Himself. Not me trying to be a Christian and trying to do what I want to do and Jesus Christ. No. It's got to be Jesus Christ only. Him living. Then that's when you're going to see people see something that they know it's not you living. They know it's something going on. They may not know about this Christ living, but they know there's something definitely different about you. They say, wow, there's something different about that person. I've never seen anything like it. You see? Can they look at you and say, you know, it seems strange. I picked up the Bible the other day and I was reading the Bible, and you know, brother or sister so-and-so was just like what was in that Bible? Wow. Written epistles read of all men. Friends, it's got to be every word.
Amen.
And that's what old Brother Steve's trying to do. It's got to be every word. You've got to see it. And I'm trying my best to lay it out there where the Holy Ghost can get a hold of your heart and place it inside. For faith cometh by hearing of the Word of God. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. Let us all stand. Praise His wonderful name. Oh, how I love Him. Do you really love Him?
Amen.
If you love Him, you'll keep His commandments. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus again. I love Him. Amen. Brother Timothy, you can come dismiss us. I love Him. For loving me, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And purchase my
our heads. Precious Lord, we have come to the close of another day, another opportunity we've had together and hear you speak to us. And Lord, may we truly have set today with attentive hearts. Lord, it may not be a jumping, shouting message, so to speak, but Lord, it has depth to it. And Lord, it has meat in it that'll sustain us. And Lord, that'll give us a foundation of firmness to stand. And Lord, there's a reality to everything that's been spoken today, though we've heard it many times. Lord, there's many people throughout the land that's going to church, and I believe what the church says, and I do what the church says, and I do all these things. But Lord, it's not a personal revelation to the person of who you truly are and what you will do. Lord, open our hearts and open our eyes. Grant us eyes, Sav, Lord, to see. Lord, that each one of us here, there would be greater differences in our life, greater realities to what being filled with the Holy Spirit truly means. Lord, we just ask that you would bless those that couldn't be here today. Strengthen them and encourage them. Bring them back when you see fit. And should you tarry, Lord, may we come back hungry on Thursday evening asking you to have your way. And Lord, we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor that's due you. In the lovely, precious name, we ask all of these things. Amen. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Amen. Can you say it's been good to have been in the house of the Lord? Amen. I enjoyed every word. You know, you stop and think and meditate on it and keep it fresh. And it's a wonderful what God can do for us. And I wanted to make mention that Lord's will, next Sunday we'll just have one service in the morning, Lord willing, and we'll have a dinner after service. If weather permitting and the Lord willing, if something should happen, we'll change it, maybe do it some other time. But that's what we'll plan on. But before we go, can we sing that little chorus, One Day at a Time?
Yes, amen.
Sweet Jesus. Amen.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Oh, yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. So for my sake,
you dismiss.